July 16th. Saint Azariah says, people think the mission of the guardian angel ceases with the death of the one being protected. It is not always that way. It ceases, as is logical, at the death of impenitent sinners, and with supreme pain on the part of the guardian angel of whoever did not repent. It is transfigured into festive, eternal glory at the death of a saint who goes from earth to paradise with no stopover for purgation. But he continues as before, as a protection, that intercedes and loves the one entrusted to it, in the case of those going from earth to purgatory, to expiate and purify themselves. Then we, the guardian angels, pray for you with charity before the throne of God, and, along with our loving prayers, present the entreaties offered for you on earth by relatives and friends. Oh, I cannot say everything about how intense, active, and sweet the bond is which goes on linking us to you in purgatory. Like mothers watching for the return of health in a child who was sick and is convalescing, like wives counting the days separating them from being reunited with a husband who has been held prisoner, so are we. Not even for an instant do we cease to observe divine, loving justice in your souls, that are cleansed amidst the fires of love. And we rejoice on seeing, that love is increasingly assuaged in regard to you, and you are increasingly worthy of its kingdom. And when the light orders us, go and pull him out to bring him here, we rush forward quicker than lightning bolts to convey an instant of paradise, which is faith and hope and comfort for those still remaining to expiate, there in purgatory, and we clasp the beloved souls we worked and suffered for to ourselves, and go back up with them, teaching them the asana of paradise. The two sweetest moments in the mission of the guardian angels are when charity tells us, descend, for another man has been begotten, and you must protect him like a gem which belongs to me, and when we can ascend with you to heaven. But the former is less than the latter. The other instants of joy are your victories over the world, the flesh, and the devil. But just as we tremble over your fragility from the moment you are taken under protection, so we always throb after every victory of yours, for the enemy of goodness is vigilant, in trying to demolish what the Spirit builds. Joyful, therefore, perfect in its joy, is the instant at which we enter heaven with you. For nothing any longer can destroy what is now finished. And now, soul of mine, I shall respond to an interior question of yours, as to whether God is happy that there is another guardian in your house. O you that never ask yourself questions, but keep your spirit open, and your desire sometimes writes pressing queries thereupon, without your realizing, without your will, held back from asking by that worthy respect which too few show towards the supernatural bending down over you, you must know that it is sweet to reply to those who are like you, and bring you comfort, soul dear to God, and tormented by men. Yes, God is happy. Happy because in your house there is an angel content to watch over a newly created soul, a gem of God, and happy because Jesus is he who loved little children, and I shall say the rest to your soul, and let it be kept between the two of us, like a secret, so beautiful that it is useless to reveal it to the world, which is unable to comprehend the joys of God, and of God's souls.